Kevin O'Grady of the Wilmington City Council says passing the resolution supporting the CFPUA is a move of unity.
I think it shows solidarity of the community. I hope some of the other towns downstream from Kenmore's will pass it so that there is a united front showing that we need some action from our state government. So far, they've not done very much.
Mayor Bill Saffo agrees.
It means that we want to speak with one voice from New Hanover County, the county commissioners, the CFPUA, our water and sewer authority, and the city council feels that we should also pass a resolution in support of those resolutions and to speak with one voice from New Hanover County that we do not want this in our drinking water. We don't want it in the Cape Fear River. So we want to be very clear, and we want to make certain that the citizens know that we continue to put pressure on this company, on the EPA, on DEQ, to make certain that they're doing their job and to make certain that Chemours doesn't put any more of this stuff into the river.
Lindsay Halleck, CFPUA's Environmental Policy Director, says local support is important.
I think that, having local governmental agencies pass resolutions like this will really show that our community is united in its desire to get this discharge under control. We still see a lot of concern in the community. Show them that, as a community, we're determined to keep pushing this issue.
But what CFPUA is asking DEQ to do, essentially shut down Chemours, isn't easy.
It is a big request. I think, Vince, I would remind you and the listeners that the department did partially suspend the Chemours wastewater discharge permit back on November. It was effective November 30th.
That's Sheila Holman, Assistant Secretary for the Environment at the Department of Environmental Quality.
Certainly evaluating Cape Fear Public Utility Authority's request, we'll be looking at that very carefully. I think the main issue that I want to make sure that everyone understands is that DEQ works to ensure that companies statewide operate safely according to the state and federal regulations. We are still reviewing that and considering options. We have recently taken samples from the other two companies' wastewater streams, and we're waiting on the results to come back from those data samples.
Meanwhile, scientists around the world are continuing to explore the impact of these chemicals. The compound C8 was phased out and replaced by Gen X because Chemours and DuPont chemists said a shorter chain compound is not as toxic. However, a recent study from Sweden questions that assertion. Melissa Gomez is with the Department of Environmental Science and Analytical Chemistry at Stockholm University in Sweden. She recently completed an independent study on perfluorinated compounds like C8 and Gen X and their effect on lab rats.
In this study, we compared the toxic potency of long-chain perfluorinated compounds with the compounds that the perfluorinated compounds that are replacing them now. That is short-chain perfluorinated compounds and also other compounds like Genix. So what we found is that the long-chain perfluorinated compounds, the short-chain perfluorinated compounds and Genix have a similar toxic potency in terms of this specific endpoint that we have been investigating, which is the increase of litter weight in male rats. So what it means is that it is not the particular structure of the chemical that will trigger the effect, but is more the amount of molecule, regardless of the structure, that is at the target site that will make an effect.
Her report was published this year. She says the results indicate that the alternatives to legacy perfluorinated compounds like C8 could likely be as potent as their predecessors. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.